Hello everyone, it's a new day and CoinMonk is here with another set of latest updates. So let's start today's bulletin with some major headlines of the day. Laura Shin accuses Charles Hoskinson, the Cardano founder, of fake claims. Apple co-founder Wozniak hails Bitcoin. Other cryptocurrencies fit in the picture. Thailand reportedly exempts 7% crypto tax for traders on authorized exchanges. Coinbase blocked 25,000 wallet addresses of Russian individuals or entitled linked to illegal activities. So without any further ado, let's begin with a refresh feed. Starting with a piece of controversial news, Charles Hoskinson, the inventor of the Cardano blockchain platform and a co-founder of the Ethereum blockchain platform, has come under fire from business writer Laura Shin, who claims on Twitter that Hoskins has deceived people by claiming to be a PhD dropout. Let's have a look at what exactly happened. Hoskinson has time and again shared his educational background in the public sphere. For instance, he took to Twitter on September 9, 2018, saying that I graduated but I did not complete a PhD. I will return and finish it after I retire. I also studied a topic but it has nothing to do with cryptocurrencies. And any credentials there would be applicable to protocol development or software engineering. But contrary to his house earlier claims, Shin disclosed on Twitter on Sunday a text questioning Hoskinson's credibility. That fall on Twitter when asked out about his degree, he claimed, as he had for years, that he had dropped out from a PhD program. The Metropolitan State University of Denver, which doesn't have a graduate math program, said he had been enrolled part-time as a math major between 2006 and 2008, and again from 2012 to 2014. And the University of Colorado, Boulder, said that he was a part-time undergraduate math major for 4 semesters from spring 2009 to fall 2011. And he never earned the degree from either. According to his profile, Colorado-based Charles Hoskinson attended Metropolitan State University of Denver and University of Colorado, Boulder, to study analytic number theory before moving into cryptocurrency through industrial exposure. But reality is somewhat different, I believe. In the era where the CEOs and huge businessmen of MNCs are college dropouts, look like one more is going to join the list. Speaking of MNCs, as a new report from Business Insider, Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, commented on the power of crypto and how it has facilitated a means for people to transfer money and receive them from others during the process of several up-and-coming projects. Decentralizing and pre-established concept of money-making. There's so many cryptocurrencies that come out now. Everybody has a way to create a new one. And you have a celebrity star with it, the Apple co-founder said. It seems like they're just collecting a bunch of money from people who want to invest at a very earliest stage, when it's worth pennies, says Wozniak. Moreover, he brought an analogy to the show Unicorn Hunters, which Wozniak stars in along with Lance Bass, where they invest in breakout ventures. By doing so, he facilitates the upsides of cryptocurrency. Wozniak hails the launch of a token called Unicorn, which acts as a stock or exchange traded fund, enabling users to acquire equity holding of startups. It's really opening up the world of startup investments to masses, added Wozniak. Also, Wozniak highlighted Bitcoin's limited attribute in the market as compared to the abundant presence of gold in nature. So without any further ado, let's quickly have a look at our next coverage. Apparently, the finance minister of Thailand has reportedly eased up crypto tax regulations to promote investment in the digital asset market. Let's have a look at what they're up to. The tax revisions come only a few weeks after the government shelved its initial intentions to impose a 15% tax on cryptocurrency gains. According to Reuters, the new tax policy exempts the crypto dealers from the 7% value-added tax on regulated exchanges. Traders would also be able to balance their annual losses against profit from their crypto investments under this new tax regime. This is a huge relief for traders since most governments are only concerned with taxing gains at this moment, ignoring losses sustained by traders as a result of crypto market volatility. The new tax breaks will take effect in April 2022 and will run until December 2023. Investors who invest for at least 2 years in crypto companies in the nation would be eligible for tax breaks of up to 10 years under this new law. So with that being said, let's quickly wind up our assessment with final coverage of today. Paul Grewal, the chief legal officer from Coinbase, said that the exchange used blockchain technology to detect threats and evade sanctions by checking sanctioned individual IPs and entity IPs to access Coinbase through a series of screening processes. Grewal continued that Coinbase has blocked over 25,000 addresses associated with Russian persons or businesses that we suspect are involved in illegal activities, many of which we discovered via our own proactive investigations. We disclosed these addresses with the authorities once we found them to help with sanctions enforcement. While the Ukrainian and US government have stated that cryptocurrency exchanges should exclude Russian customers from accessing their trading platforms, prominent cryptocurrency exchanges such as Coinbase and Binance have stated that doing so would go against the original aim of cryptocurrencies. It does, however, imply that they will abide by government restrictions on sanctioned persons. Brian Armstrong, Coinbase's chief executive officer, has shared his opinion on public requests for cryptocurrency exchanges to restrict Russian consumers from using the services. So we'll round off our analysis for today and see you all tomorrow with even more exciting content. In the meantime, you can leave us with comments or any recommendations that you might have. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel. And to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show. So to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.